Hey, potential podcast listeners. Thanks for tuning in once again to the Potential Podcast. Before we begin today's episode, we'd like to take a moment and talk to you about something that means a lot to us.
This podcast was created to be a source of fun and entertainment, and although we love to nerd out with you, one thing we do take serious is mental health.
If you think you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, then our sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. You can talk to your therapist in a private, safe, online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise with BetterHelp's 20,000-plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
All you do is simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in just under 48 hours. After that, you can schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. And at any time, you can request a new therapist at no additional charge.
Join the over 3 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Our listeners will get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/potential. That's betterhelp.com/potential.
Once again, that's 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/potential. Take charge of your mental health with BetterHelp. And remember, know your potential.
Potential Podcast.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Chris Dewar. And today I'm reviewing the legal drama film Anatomy of a Fall. This was directed by Justine Triet and written by Justine Triet and Arthur Harari. This is one of the 10 films that was nominated for Best Picture in our recent Oscar run. It also had nominations for Best Director, Best Actress, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Editing. It did win Best Original Screenplay. So as one of the 10 films, I wanted to check this out. It's now streaming on Hulu. Didn't get a chance to see this in theaters, but was curious about this with the plot and what the story was, and I heard about the incredible acting. So this is a French film. There's definitely multiple scenes where English is used, and then there's French and also a little bit of German as well. So basic plot of this film is we are following this mother who is on trial for, she's basically the main suspect with the death of her husband, and the only real witness to this whole thing is their son Daniel, who is mostly blind. He's not fully blind, but he's pretty blind. And it's a very interesting story because this, it has like that kind of crime feeling of like, oh, are we following, like, you know, is she hiding that she did this? What, you know, what's to prove her innocence? But at the same time, there's this, you know, big part of the film is the actual courtroom drama itself. And it's very intense. And I got to say, this was thrilling to watch acting-wise. First off, Sandra Hüller, who is our main character of Sandra. There's so much she has to play in this film because she's clearly, you know, distraught and broken and has such protection for Daniel, but we're trying to understand if, did she do this? You know, the whole thing is that the husband, he was found on the floor outside of their cabin on these woods, and he had blood coming from his head, and so was it that he was killed and then he fell off the balcony, or was it the fall itself? And I love that the title, Anatomy of a Fall, does kind of display to that. But of course it has a more double-hidden meaning of kind of the fall of this family as more secrets are revealed through the trial. And also with the way that the trial goes, you know, she's not arrested. She's not like, you know, in a jail and going back and forth in trial. She's able to stay at home. But her son's there as well. And so the court does kind of offer this kind of chaperone role so that Daniel is not being, you know, influenced in any way. I gotta say, another character I really, really admired was her, like, main lawyer, Vincent, who's an old friend. He was really fun to watch. Great actor in this. And he, you know, throughout the whole journey of the actual court situation, the prosecutor is very intense. I mean, this guy, he does his job very well. Antoine Reynards, very intense lawyer and knows how to push buttons and kind of get, you know, what he wants. And I love that Vincent kind of offered more of a side of trying to, you know, again, with so much with these courtroom dramas, it's what are the facts and then what are things that in your view is more of like an opinion and are things actually possible? And the son himself, this is Milo Machado Grainer, who plays Daniel, fantastic in this. I mean, the fact that he easily could have, in another year, also received a supporting actor nom for this. I mean, he was fantastic to watch. You know, he's this young kid who had an accident when he's younger, and he's, you know, been mostly blind his whole life. And to see kind of his side of how he sees life, how he sees his parents, how he sees his mom, the depth into that, what he believes happened, a lot of it is like pretty profound. And I thought what's interesting too is this film doesn't necessarily have like a time, like an era it's in. It definitely has this like older feel to it. It feels like you're watching like a 70s or 80s film. And that's a lot with like the camera work. It's not these polished kind of Hollywood films nowadays. It's almost got like a vibe of like found footage in a way. And it's not that it's all, it's just, you know, some of the camera work where like it kind of swing in, get closer, swing back, almost like you're watching The Office in a way, those kind of quick movements. And a lot of this, you know, there's really only two main locations. You have the cabin, the home that they live in. You know, of course, the prosecutor, the legal team comes and they're at some point doing like a, you know, kind of a practice run with the fake body to see, like, you know, doing tests and stuff of how a body would fall, trying to relive the whole situation. And the other big part of it is the courtroom itself. And, you know, the French justice system, I think, is not too far from our own. Obviously, I think they have the kind of their robes and their, you know, ascots and things like that. But it's not anything like to the buffoonery sometimes when I think with American audiences of seeing, like, you know, the old English wigs and stuff. It's none of that. But this is a very intense courtroom drama. And you're really kind of, I think, put through the ringer through the whole film of did she or did she not do this? And I think what's interesting is when I finished the film, I myself went on to Reddit and I started reading a bunch of people's opinions over the last few months of watching this film. And it's so fascinating to see the results of how people view this film, of whether they think she did it, where she didn't do it. Some people flipped and flopped throughout the film. There's some twists and turns, of course. And I think that's kind of the point of a film like this, is you're set with this kind of nasty situation. Of course, it's terrible for the loss of a loved one. And then to see, like, oh, what was behind the curtain that maybe caused that? Or what really would ultimately come to the defense of a person that they never could do that. So I love that about the film. I will say it's 2.5 hours long. This was a film I wish would have been like half an hour shorter. I watched this over 2 days. I do feel like a little shorter runtime could have helped really help with some of the pacing. But when it's in the courtroom scenes, you're kind of really in it for the ride there, I must say. Another great character that was featured on the Oscars is the dog Messi, who plays the character Snoop. So this is an actual dog that has a few scenes in the movie, one that's very little intense to watch, but interesting to see, you know, a dog in the film as well. Now, this film, like I said, it won Best Original Screenplay at the Oscars. It also won the Palme d'Or and the Palme Dog Award. So this is the Cannes Film Festival. And competed for the Queer Palm. So, I mean, it has quite a bit of accolades here. And I think when we're having the best picture run with 10 films, and we always have now kind of, I think after Parasite, and there's been others in the past, having kind of one or two that is not strictly an American or, you know, British-made film, there's some wonderful stories being told out there. And I think it's great for audiences to kind of get a variety of story. When you look at the Best Picture list, I mean, this one definitely deserved its spot. I can see why it was nominated, see why it had such a, you know, high kind of ratings and stuff on IMDb and all that. So I think it's definitely one to check out, and it's not one I want to spoil because I think you kind of have to go for the ride yourself, but you're going to be floored by the acting, the music in the film. Like I said, I really enjoyed the camera work, and yeah, it's definitely an interesting film and one that I wasn't thrilled to have watched. I'm going to give Anatomy of a Fall 8.5 out of 10. I think this is a fun one. Especially if you're a fan of kind of the human story of, again, a crime drama, legal drama. And I think from an acting standpoint, you're going to be floored, especially by Sandra Hüller, who is fantastic in this, and Milo Mercado Greiner, who plays the son. So you can now check out Anatomy of a Fall. It's now streaming on Hulu. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to the Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at The Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerdom. And remember,
know your potential.